Good morning. Jesus says, our friend Lazarus is asleep. And they said, if he's asleep, he'll be saved. And he's dead. Don't you get it? And so often, you know, I have been like asleep these last 3 weeks. It'll be 4 weeks here coming up, burning very, very fast. And dealing with people. Yesterday I was in Buffalo. Last week I was in Lexington, Kentucky, and in Memphis, and then Lancaster, and dealing at the different places, especially when I first get there, especially like at a men's conference, huh? You look out and everybody looks asleep. And then they sit there and I'm always talking to people. I say, you know, when I first get to a place, like I said a couple weeks ago, I got in one of the letters that someone had sent, you know, our things that, you know, Father Larry takes for granted that people are going to get used to his style. Yes, I do. And I don't take it for granted. I count on it that they're not going to get used to it, as a matter of fact, but that they're going to be surprised by it. They're going to be angered by it. They're going to be upset by it, huh? Because, again, most people are dead spiritually. It's just that simple, huh? In Lexington, we start out with a full house. It was the first time ever, it was a cathedral in Lexington, that I had people walk out the first night. Usually it takes a couple nights before it happens, because the first night, I'm pretty gentle. For me, gentle. You know, we talk about God's love for us and different things. But again, though, some people like to be dead. Some people like to be spiritually asleep. Some people like to stay right where they are in their nice little dead tomb and stay there all the days of their life. They don't want to be challenged to be alive, to be awake, huh? And so some people don't even want this encounter with the risen Lord. They just want to stay dead. Now, nobody here is like that. But in these other places, they're like that. But not you. Because everybody that's here is fully alive, huh? Well, that's just not true. I'm not fully alive. You're not fully alive. Sometimes we like right where we are. And I'm sure Lazarus, who is dead, he already went through it once. He didn't want to go through it again. I'm sure he was just quite happy just where he was. I mean, you think about it. Poor Lazarus, God raised him from the dead, so that means he had to die again. He had to die twice. I mean, that's a horrible reality to think about it, because he wasn't just dead a little bit. He was dead a lot. 4 days worth of dead in the tomb. And that's why Martha said, he's going to stink. You can't just open that. And so sometimes, again, we just want to stay where we're at. And yet when we encounter Christ, Christ always meets us where we are. He met Lazarus, and Lazarus was dead. Then he brought him to life. And so Jesus Christ will always meet us where we're at. If we're asleep, if we're dead, if we're whatever. But he will never leave you there unless you want to stay there. And see, that's the point. That so often, like in Lexington, when every night it got less and less crowded. Usually it gets more and more crowded. I mean, this is my third one during Lent. Every night, every got more and more crowded. Standing room only by the last night in Lexington. Less and less and less. And I thought, what is happening here? And so I really backed down a lot. I was nicer and did all this stuff. But again, I think that sometimes people just don't want to be challenged to the next level. Are you one of those people that like to stay where you are? Or do you always want to be challenged to the next level? Huh? Because God always wants us to be growing. Never stagnant. Never like, well, this is the way I do things and this is the way I like things and just let me go, Father, or just let me go, Jesus. Just let me stay where I'm at. No. Huh? Absolutely. Absolutely not. And again, like someone came up to me, he's on the seminary, and you know, even at Lexington, because I've been burning out slowly, and so I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. And then, but as soon as I get in front of the people, I just come back to life. And he says, now, Father, you know, or the pastor, how do you do this? You know, you're like dead, and all of a sudden you get up there, and then you're jumping up and down. You know how some of you hate when I jump up and down? You know, Father, we hate when you do that. Good. And so, well, how do you do this, huh? Why? And I says, it's all because of what we hear in the second reading today. what happens when a person is in the flesh? They're dead. But Paul talks about how do we come to life in the second reading. Did you hear? The Spirit of the living God. And so what happens when you and I, when we're dead in our own self, when we're tired, when we're sleeping, and we want to be not bothered, if we just at that very second, if we can just get to the next heap and say, Spirit of the living God, set me on fire. Give me life. Help me to be transformed. If you and I give God permission to the Holy Spirit to set us on fire, then we're no longer dead. Then we're no longer asleep. But what we got to do is fully surrender and give control to somebody else. And again, that'll cost you your life. That's why people are afraid. Because they don't want it to cost them life. They don't want to enter into this reality. But a lot of people do. But when it comes to the Lenten time, again, how many of us Catholics love Lent? I mean, we do have people that really like to suffer. You know, these people go around, I like to suffer. Oh, I like Lent. Ooh, I said, you're nuts. Huh? And again, I tell these people, could you imagine putting up with me every Sunday? I always feel very bad for you people. I say, pray for my poor parish, especially the daily mass people. Because even if you come here, if you're one of those that come to me every day when I'm here, and you're having a break these last 3 weeks, but you come, is there ever a day that I leave you where you're at? No, ever. Every day it's a challenge to grow to the next level. Every day. You've never heard a homily on me from a Sunday that lets you go where you're at. Ever. And it's never going to happen. You've never come into this confessional, whether you hate me or love me, where I left you where you were at. I met you where you're at. Might have kicked your butt if you needed a kick in the butt. Then, now get out of here and do God's will. Huh? Last night I went to confession, so I'm much better today, thank you very much. But when I went to go, and I know that I need to be acknowledged in my sin, my death, in my own self, and allow the Holy Spirit to take over and take control. You and I, when we have this encounter with Jesus, we'll be met where we are, but he'll give us fullness of life. But it doesn't come through going through the ritual. It doesn't come by showing up at church. It doesn't come by being baptized as a Catholic. It comes through an encounter with Jesus Christ. And letting Jesus meet us right here and letting Jesus transform our death into eternal life. But it will cost you everything. So the question today, very simply, is are you willing to let Christ bring you to life? Are you willing to let Jesus transform your death, transform your sleeping, transform going through the motions, and become set on fire with him? Because when this happens, I love the last line here of when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. He says, untie him and what? Set him free. Let him go free. Huh? That when you and I are dead or asleep, we're not free. We're bound. But when you and I come to this encounter with Christ and surrender by the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I live in freedom. Doesn't mean we won't get tired. It doesn't mean we won't have bad days. But it does mean that when we encounter Jesus who's alive, that he will give us true life and he will give us true freedom. So, today, in this Eucharist, Jesus will give you his life. And if you're asleep, he wants to wake you up. And if you're dead, he wants to give you a new life. It's going to cost you everything. But are you willing to let him give you life? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.